This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NBA draft last night. The Washington Wizards, on the clock at number 10, have a new player. Johnny Davis, baby. Wisconsin, 6'5", 194, a sophomore. This was a poorly kept secret. Every mock draft I saw for about 3 weeks had Johnny Davis to the Wizards, and then lo and behold, he is the pick. He was a breakout star at the collegiate level, known as being ultra tough, puts pressure on opposing defenses with the ability to finish, and was a guy that was developing and kind of working on his three-point shot, but really, really good college player at Wisconsin, and he was the pick for the Wiz last night.
With the 10th pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Washington Wizards select Johnny Davis from the University of Wisconsin.
Really, really efficient college score. Stepped up in a couple of big games. When Purdue was ranked third in the country, they were just beating the snot out of people. He had a 37-point game against Purdue. I remember watching him before I'd really heard a ton about him. I watched that Wisconsin-Purdue game, and I went, who is this? That guy needs some attention.
Scoring 37 in college in a 40-minute game, that's really, really tough. He averaged 20 a night. He was a 19.7-point, 8.2-rebound, couple assist a game guy in college this past year in 31 games. He played almost 35 minutes a game.
He had another big, I think he had a 30-point game against someone else that was pretty good that just kind of cemented it, right? It wasn't just a one day he was unconscious. Doing a lot for a Wisconsin team, Big Ten Player of the Year. I don't know what he's going to be at the next level. You heard a couple different things from Tommy Shepard and people that do this kind of analysis. He's, probably a two guard at this level, played the three in college, but we're in this area of positionless basketball. You guys, he can handle a little bit. Positionless basketball, he can pass some. And then the same breadth about positionless basketball, you'll hear the same person telling you about positionless basketball talk about the need for a point guard. You know what I mean? Like, we're still trying to get a point guard. Well, I thought we were doing positionless. It kind of doesn't quite make sense. But he can play. I mean, this, I think, for them, easy to say, best player on the board, best player they had remaining. There may be some guys with some more upside. This was a very safe pick. Some people like AJ Griffin, but the injury history concerns you a little bit with him, the sharpshooter from Duke. He's just a very good, solid, get you buckets right now, day one in the NBA kind of player. They're touting his defensive acumen. TBD, to be honest with you. You never know how guys are going to defend at this level.
I've heard that.
We'll see. I was going to say, I've heard that before. But this dude can score. A developing three-point shooter, a guy that can get 20 a game without being bombs away from three, lets you know that there's some offensive acumen there.
Well, I also think sometimes you can, and we're not scouts, but you can watch a guy shoot threes and you can figure out if there's a chance he'll end up being a really good shooter. And to me, I'm not ruling him out as a guy who can knock down threes for years and years to come in the
NBA. I think that's coming. I really do.
I believe you, and I'm with you, and I would say the same. 37 against Purdue, you referenced. He had 30 against Houston.
That was the team. Yeah, and that team defensively is impossible to deal with.
He scored 33 times. He did it against Indiana as well. He had games where he was 4 of 7 from three-point range against Houston, 4 of 5 against Northwestern when he scored 27. He had a 3-for-7 deep night for against Iowa when he scored 26. So that's kind of my big question, because I think I care more about your ability to shoot than anything else. In today's NBA, that I don't care what position you play. My first question is, what kind of shooter is this person? But I do think he can drive, he can get to the rim, he can score. I like a lot of those things about him. This was Jay Billis's breakdown. It was tough to get analysis on the players being drafted last night if you were watching draft shows. Between all the other stuff they were talking about, who wears what best, and who has the drip, and who has the the cool jacket, though, and what's the message inside. But if you watched for long enough, you could occasionally get some insight. And this was one of the clips we found after some very thorough
digging.
For some analysis on one of the players that got drafted.
He can score at all three levels, but he's especially effective in the mid-range. I think he's a complete player, but he's best when the lights really are brightest. Against top 25 opponents, Maliki averaged 24 points a game, including 37 on the road at Purdue. He was fantastic at Indiana, had 25 at Michigan State. Wisconsin won on the road at all those places for the first time ever, largely because of Johnny Davis and how he performed under those bright lights. He's got really good defensive instincts. He makes really good reads on the defensive end to shoot the gap and get steals, and he rebounds his position. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not a knockdown three-point shooter, but he can get his own, and he's a really good wing scorer.
So that, to me, the last sentence there, really
that's
good wing
what matters
scorer.
To me.
Like, that's what I care about. And even on draft night, I've talked myself into and I've gotten really excited about Denny Avdija, who's become a decent NBA player. And at times, he plays like a stopper on the defensive end. He's actually really good at times defensively for the Wizards. But whether it was Rui or we're talking about Corey Kispert, a couple of the Gonzaga guys who I have liked, to me, this is the best offensive player of the recent drafting a guy out of college crop. And I think, while not a direct translation, there's nothing else more important in terms of figuring out, can this guy be a really good NBA player, than is he outstanding offensively in college? And this guy was.
The phrase for me that matters is I consider scoring in the NBA three-tiered. Can you clean up someone else's mess or get out in the break, right? So if somebody's dunking rebounds, catching lobs, whatever, it's very dependent. Can you catch and shoot? Are you a dependent offensive player in that way? Can you get your own? The get your own offense, it's something that good players that you just mentioned. I don't really trust Rui to be able to get his own offense. Corey Kispert can't really get his own offense. Nothing wrong with that, by the way. Just means that you aren't in that group. Getting your own offense, because let's face it, this league is really, really good. The defensive schemes are genius. Everybody's so smart and they make you do things that are uncomfortable. Every once in a while, you got to just go one-on-one. When the play breaks down and there's 7 seconds on the shot clock, sometimes it's your ball on the wing against one other person. What are you going to do? Can you score more often than you turn it over? Can you score more often than you get a bad shot? That guy can get his own offense. That matters. Now, if you can't have five guys on the court at the same time, that's all they can do is get their own offense. You get, you know, my turn, your turn, and the offense doesn't work. But it comes down to that. A dozen, two dozen possessions per NBA game, somebody's got to be able to get you more buckets more often than not. And that sounds to me like the kind of player that he is.
I also wonder, from a fit standpoint, how this will work. We had a couple of draft experts on this week, and whenever we brought him up, and we tried to with every analyst, because, again, he was the most linked player to the Wizards.
Often was, yeah.
For the last month, almost. Most of them said this is an off-ball guard, but that he could play minimally for minutes here or there, you know, could run your offense, could go through him, he could have the ball at the point. When I hear that, it tells me he's not a point guard, and we know that. I mean, he's not a traditional point guard, but they've got Bradley Beal, who's kind of a ball-dominant non-point guard as it is.
Mm-hmm.
I saw at least one comp last night where someone's NBA comp, like, if it goes well for him, he could become, was Bradley Beal. Now, I think that I'd be giddy if they had two Bradley Beals, right? I mean, in the grand scheme of things, after drafting this guy 10, when you took Beal 3. But I guess my point is, they were not going to get their point guard last night, which is really what they need. The only way they were going to solve that was if they made some blockbuster trade. There was speculation that they might do something and bring in a veteran. It didn't happen last night. So I understand you can't solve that problem when there's not a pick there to be made. But I do kind of wonder, we have done the thing where you've just got guys that need the basketball in their hands who aren't really point guards. Beyond Bradley Beal, like, I don't think Spencer Dinwiddie is a true point guard. I think we kind of found that out, right? It hasn't worked. So I wonder a little bit about the fit. But I actually think if you're just talking about the player they drafted, I think they drafted a really good player and got good value at 10.
I agree with that assessment. Again, you still see the shopping list. You mentioned something, though, that got me to thinking. There was an awful lot of it, and maybe this is just recency and I'm kind of forgetting about drafts past. For all the intrigue that supposedly was there about teams maneuvering and moving around and this shift and that and this trade and that, it was very boring in the top 10. Everybody just kind of stood where they were and made a pick. Only a couple surprises, I would say. First, pick one was a pretty big surprise. I don't think most people had Banchero going
so how did that
until
happen?
The morning of.
So Woj came out yesterday afternoon, excuse me, And he said, here's the top three picks in this order. 1, 2, 3. It wasn't right. 1 and 3 were flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whoa, you can get something wrong. We've seen that. Like occasionally Schefter gets something wrong. Woj has a 995 batting average. You can get something wrong. But in this day and age of sports gambling, the markets immediately reflected that where no one's going to be betting on Ben Caro to go first because Woj just told you he's going third. I mean, you could have gotten that probably at like +3 something. Crazy how that happened. Now, I just wonder what kind of rules there are with insiders. Not that I'm saying Woj did anything wrong, but maybe we need to start thinking about that. Like, when Woj said that, all the markets then reflected, okay, we know the draft order. And it was wrong.
And
we
was
spent
wrong.
The whole day saying, here's the draft order, 1, 2, 3, and it didn't happen.
Now, again, these are mock drafts, and everybody's just, you know, doing their best educated guesses, but I didn't see Keegan Murray from Iowa, good player, going to the Kings in one mock draft.
But that's so different than the Schefter of basketball saying,
yes,
the top three picks are now locked in. The order tonight will be 1, 2, 3, and then that didn't happen.
And so the point I was making is that's a genuine surprise. That's, oh, wow, what an upset in the draft. That's what makes it fun. That's why we watch. This was a different animal. And I could tell you, if I threw a little Skrilla down on who the number one pick was, thinking I could turn my 5 into 650, I'd be pretty pissed off this morning or last night when it went down that way. But, yeah, I mean, Ben Caro, higher floor, maybe a little bit lower ceiling than Jabari Smith. But that's, the surprise is how that went down. But you don't have any trades until the Knicks basically shuffle the deck for some future cap space and some potential extra first-rounders down the line so they can make a splash for somebody that becomes available at some point. That was your first sort of major action of the night.
Arch Manning chooses Texas. That came out yesterday afternoon. I thought that was a big deal because everyone was kind of screaming about the fact that he's not going to the SEC. And as I thought about it more last night, it kind of dawned on me, it doesn't even matter really who chooses where now because they can transfer as soon as they want to. Like it used to be when you committed to a school, it kind of meant something. You were going to be at that school for multiple years and we can kind of assume that you're going to play your whole career there. That's never been less the case than right now. So him choosing Texas, I don't know how interesting that is or how locked in that is. Let's say he gets beaten out. He's not the starter there. He and the coach get into an argument. He'll be somewhere else next year. But we still react as if he'll be a Longhorn for the rest of his career. Something I was thinking about with the recruiting.
Yeah, the landscape has changed, certainly. Right, the instant a guy doesn't play well in a certain scheme or system, he's now with NIL, he's already transferring, the portal's open, and he goes somewhere else. I mean, see Rattler, Spencer. What college is he on now? 3, 4? I don't even remember the number.
Where is he now?
Is he at South Carolina or USC? I can't remember. Seriously, like he's moving around. I think it's his third place, or am I nuts?
No, you're 100% right. He was at Oklahoma and moved on. Yeah, I remember QB1 and thinking, this is not my favorite kid. Like, there are players on QB1 like Justin Fields in high school, or Jake Fromm even, where I go, I want this guy to succeed. I want Justin Fields to have a great life and make tens of millions of dollars. I didn't really have that vibe with Spencer Rattler.
I guess it's just two schools, Oklahoma, now South Carolina, but
it's felt like more.
It just feels like it's always something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.